Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Legendary playback singer Asha Bhosle passes away in Mumbai at 92. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says time has come for implementation of Women's Reservation Act in its true spirit, calls upon all members of parliament to pass the amendments in the act in one voice. Campaigning in full swing for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu, Prime Minister holds rally in Siliguri, West Bengal. Annual Amarnath Yatra to commence from 3rd July, registration for pilgrimage to begin from 15th of this month. US and Iranian delegations leave Islamabad without reaching an agreement on West Asia peace deal. And in IPL cricket, host Lucknow Super Giants to take on Gujarat Titans this afternoon. Mumbai Indians and Royal Challengers Bengaluru to clash at Wankhede Stadium this evening. Legendary singer and Padma Vibhushan awardee Asha Bhosle passed away at 92 in Mumbai today. Maharashtra Cultural Affairs Minister Ashish Shelar confirmed the news while speaking to the media outside the hospital. She was admitted to a private hospital last evening due to a chest infection and exhaustion. Her last rites will be performed tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Shivaji Park in Mumbai. Here is more from our correspondent.
Asha Bhosle, with a career spanning over 8 decades, recorded over 12,500 songs in different languages. She was known for her versatility and sang many memorable melodies, from romantic songs and ghazals to petty numbers. Asha Tai, as she was fondly called, was the younger sister of the late legendary singer and Bharat Ratna awardee Lata Mangeshkar and a member of the famous Mangeshkar lineage. She began her journey with Marathi films and entered the Hindi film industry with the film Chunariya in 1948. She made her way up in a field dominated by stalwarts like Lata Mangeshkar, Shamshad Begum and Geeta Dutt. With her mastery over her craft and during her extensive career, she lent her voice to leading ladies from Meena Kumari, Madhubala and Zeenat Aman to Kajol, Urmila Matondkar and southern stars like Padmini and Vaijayanti Mala. Among her most memorable songs are Abhi Na Jao Chhodkar, In Aankho Ki Masti Mein, Dil Cheez Kya Hai, Piya Tu Ab To Aaja, Duniya Mein Logo Ko and Zara Sa Jhoom Loon Main. She was awarded with 2 National Film Awards, 18 Maharashtra State Film Awards, 9 Filmfare Awards including a Lifetime Achievement Award and a record 7 Filmfare Awards for Best Female Playback Singer, in addition to 2 Grammy nominations. In the year 2000, she was honored with the Dadasaheb Phalke Award, India's highest award in the field of cinema. In 2008, she was honored by the Government of India with the Padma Vibhushan, the second highest civilian award in the country. The Guinness Book of World Records acknowledged her in 2011 as the most recorded artist in music history. In 2023, she performed at a special concert, Asha at 90, live in concert in Dubai to celebrate her 90th birthday. Her passing leaves the musical world with a void that simply can't be filled. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed grief on the demise of Asha Bhosle. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, "The demise of singer Asha Bhosle is an irreplaceable loss for the music world." He said as a playback singer, she lent her voice to thousands of films and music albums, and generations of Indians have listened to and hummed her songs. The defence minister said, "The echo of her sweet melodies will forever remain." He expressed condolences to her family and fans in this hour of grief. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the time has come for the implementation of the Women's Reservation Act in its true spirit, and the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and assembly elections are conducted with a quota for women in place. In a letter to the floor leaders of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha ahead of the 3-day special sittings of Parliament, Mr. Modi also asked all members to come together in one voice to pass the amendments to the Women's Reservation Law. The Women's Reservation Act will ensure an increase in the number of Lok Sabha seats to 816, of which 273 will be reserved for women. Meanwhile, the BJP has issued a whip to all its MPs in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, directing them to remain present in the House during the upcoming Parliament session from the 16th to the 18th of this month. The party has stated that no leave will be granted during this period. Parliament is scheduled to meet for a 3-day special session from Thursday with focus on the Women's Reservation Amendment Bill. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu has hit the top gear with only 11 days remaining for polling on the 23rd of this month. In West Bengal, top political leadership of all major political parties are addressing rallies across the districts. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting at Kawakhali in Siliguri. The Prime Minister said the enthusiasm among the people of West Bengal indicates that the ruling Trinamool Congress will face a defeat in the upcoming elections.
Jo utsah dekha, jo umang, jo josh, naujawan, matae, behne, bujurg, gaon ke log, itna kasht utha kar ke aaye the, meelon tak paidal chal rahe kaha rahe the. Bengal is prakar se परिवर्तन की ठान के बैठा है जी। इस बार बंगाल में टीएमसी का जाना तय है।
The Prime Minister alleged that the Trinamool Congress government has adversely affected the development of the state during its tenure. Mr. Modi also claimed that there has been imbalance in allocation of funds, stating that significant resources were provided for madrasas while development needs of North Bengal were not adequately addressed. The Prime Minister further alleged that the state government has not ensured adequate safety for women. UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has rallies lined up in Sonmukhi in Bankura and Nandkumar and Kanti Dokhin in East Medinipur. Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee also addressed an election rally in Kandagosh, Purb Bardhaman and criticised the BJP. She said her party delivers on its promises, while the BJP leaders make commitments and do not follow through. Ms. Banerjee rejected BJP's claims on agriculture, stating that farm production in the state has increased. In Tamil Nadu, BJP President Nitin Naveen is campaigning at Sattur in Virudhunagar district in favour of Nayanar Nagendran. Former MP and actor Sarath Kumar and many important leaders of the party are participating in the roadshow at Sattur. BJP, AIADMK, PMK and the NDA Alliance partymen have joined the roadshow. On the other hand, DMK Chief and Chief Minister MK Stalin campaigned at Paramakudi this morning. He also interacted with the public. Talking to the media later, Mr. Stalin said, Eddapadi Palanisamy has become worried and stuck to verbal attacks on him. The chief of Tamilaga Vetri Karugam actor-politician Vijay is also participating in a roadshow at Kanyakumari canvassing for his party candidates, as his party also has fielded candidates in all the 234 constituencies of the state. Nam Tamilar Kachi leader Seeman is also campaigning for his party candidates at Usilampatti, Morfma correspondent.
With just 10 more days to go for the single-phase election, the streets of every town has turned colourful. Each party has its own theme song blaring through their speakers while the leaders and contestants appear on the caravan. As today is Sunday and a holiday, it's time for having a glimpse at any leader who is passing near the places. Leaders who are walking don't mind having a cup of tea at someone's house. People also bring their children to witness the election campaigning unmindful of any issues. Apart from the news channels, very new YouTube channels also telecast the roadshows where they get popular and receive comments and subscriptions. On the whole, election fever is hot along with the heat of the summer. Joy, Akashwani, Chennai.
In our series on constituency profiles, today we take a look at the Siliguri Assembly seat in West Bengal.
Siliguri constituency in Darjeeling district in West Bengal will go for poll on 23rd April under the first phase of assembly election in the state. The electorate comprises of approximately 2 lakh voters. The constituency is likely to witness a tough fight between the existing MLA Shankar Ghosh of the Bharatiya Janata Party and Mayor of Siliguri Municipal Corporation Gautam Dev. 11 candidates including 5 independents are on the fray. Apart from contestants from BJP and Trinamool Congress, the CPIM has fielded Shaudindu Chakraborty, while Congress candidate is Alok Dhara. During campaigning, BJP is raising the issues of corruption and infiltration against the present government, while Trinamool Congress is referring to the alleged deletion of names under the influence of BJP as part of the SIR in Bengal to gain political mileage. Kollan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The annual Amarnath Yatra will commence on 3rd July this year and conclude on August 28, coinciding with the festival of Raksha Bandhan. Jammu Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha announced that the Yatra will span a total of 57 days. In a social media post, Mr. Sinha said that Pratham Puja, performed to seek the blessings of Lord Shiv, will be held on June 29 on the occasion of Jyeshtha Purnima. He also said advanced registration for the pilgrimage will begin from the 15th of April through both online and offline modes. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that development can only be called true development when it is inclusive and reaches every section of the society. Mr. Radhakrishnan said this while inaugurating the conference titled Transformation of Tribal Lives Through Science and Technological Interventions, Preserving Language, Faith and Culture in New Delhi today. The Vice President noted that India's tribal areas present a significant opportunity for green economic development.
India's tribal areas present a significant opportunity for green economical development. The tribal population in the country is significant. We have about 1.4 lakh tribal villages, which houses nearly 9% of the total population of Bharat. I got the opportunity to serve in Jharkhand, Telangana and Maharashtra, where significant population of the state is tribal. These tribal communities possess valuable, sustainable, traditional knowledge and supports biodiversity.
The delegation led by U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance and the delegation from Iran have departed from Islamabad after failing to reach an agreement. The U.S. Vice President cited shortcomings in peace talks, saying Iran chose not to accept American terms, including to not build nuclear weapons. Iran state-run television has reported that its delegation has left Pakistan's capital Islamabad after talks failed. Iran's foreign ministry said the negotiations broke down due to differences over two or three important issues, describing a gap in positions between the two sides. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in Abu Dhabi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he conveyed the greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the gratitude of the citizens for ensuring the well-being of the Indian community during the West Asia conflict. The External Affairs Minister also thanked the UAE President for his guidance on further strengthening the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that India's patent filings have crossed 1,43,000 in the financial year 2025, with a 30% increase from the previous year. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said over 69% of the patents have been filed domestically, led by innovators from Tamil Nadu, Karnataka and Maharashtra. He noted that India is the world's sixth largest patent filer. The India Meteorological Department has forecast hot and humid weather conditions over Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Gujarat, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal till tomorrow. The weather agency has predicted a gradual rise in maximum temperatures over northwest India by 6 to 8 degrees Celsius from today till the 17th of this month. In IPL cricket, host Lucknow Super Giants will take on Gujarat Titans at the Ekana Cricket Stadium this afternoon. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. In another match, Mumbai Indians will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Wankhede Stadium. The match is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Legendary playback singer Asha Bhosle passes away in Mumbai at 92. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says time has come for implementation of Women's Reservation Act in its true spirit. Calls upon all members of parliament to pass the amendments in the act in one voice. Campaigning in full swing for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu. Prime Minister holds rally in Siliguri, West Bengal. Annual Amarnath Yatra to commence from 3rd July. Registration for pilgrimage to begin from 15th of this month. US and Iranian delegations leave Islamabad without reaching an agreement on West Asia peace deal. And in IPL cricket, host Lucknow Super Giants to take on Gujarat Titans this afternoon. Mumbai Indians and Royal Challengers Bengaluru to clash at Wankhede Stadium this evening. With that, we end the midday news.